Unit 10. People and Opinions. Reading 2.
Mandela's Fight Against Apartheid. Apartheid was a system of legal racial segregation enforced by the National Party government of South Africa between 1948 and 1990. It allowed the ruling white minority in South Africa to segregate and discriminate against the vast majority, Africans mostly, but also Asians and other people of mixed races. Under apartheid laws, South African blacks not only had voting rights taken away, but were also forced to live in a small section of the country unless they had a passbook. The passbooks were designed to regulate movement of black Africans in urban areas. It was during these times that Nelson Mandela rose up as a major speaker against the evils of apartheid. In 1944, at the age of 26, Nelson Mandela joined the African National Congress, ANC, a party formed to increase rights of the black South African population. At the time, the ANC was considered an organization with a polite and conservative approach to protesting apartheid. Under the Program of Action started in 1949, the ANC began turning to boycotts, strikes, and civil disobedience as weapons in the fight against apartheid. In 1952, as volunteer-in-chief of the ANC's campaign for the defiance of unjust laws, Mandela organized the fight against discriminatory laws in South Africa. Though his participation in this campaign brought Mandela a criminal conviction and a suspended prison sentence, it earned him increased respect among his fellow freedom fighters. He was then elected a deputy president of the ANC. During this period, Mandela came to the conclusion that violence was inevitable, since the government met peaceful demands with force. Thus, in 1961, Umkhonto weSizwe, translated Spear of the Nation, and also abbreviated MK, was formed. Mandela helped coordinate sabotage campaigns against military and government targets. Mandela also raised funds for MK abroad and arranged for paramilitary training of group members. In 1962, Mandela traveled abroad illegally to gather support from leaders of other countries for the anti-apartheid struggle. Upon his return, he was arrested and handed a 5-year jail term. While serving his sentence, he was charged with other crimes in a separate trial and received a life sentence. Mandela continued to demand equality from the confines of Robben Island Prison, a maximum security prison on a small island off the coast near Cape Town. In prison, Mandela quickly recognized that short trousers were given to black prisoners, while long trousers were given to non-black prisoners, a reminder of the differences in status. After 2 weeks of protesting, Mandela found long trousers in his own cell. Yet, he continued to demand the same rights for other black prisoners. While in prison, Mandela rejected an offer of release on condition that he renounce armed struggle by stating, "What freedom am I being offered while the organization of the people remains banned? Only free men can negotiate. A prisoner cannot enter into contracts." It was Mandela's firm belief that the struggle for freedom was not only for the oppressed, but also for the oppressors. "A man who takes away another man's freedom is a prisoner of hatred," observes Mandela in his autobiography. "He is locked behind the bars of prejudice and narrow-mindedness. I am not truly free if I am taking away someone else's freedom, just as surely as I am not free when my freedom is taken from me. The oppressed and the oppressor alike are robbed of their humanity." After 28 years in prison, Nelson Mandela was released in 1990. In 1991, he became president of the ANC. In 1993, he was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize for helping to end apartheid. Finally, in 1994, Nelson Mandela was elected president of South Africa and remained in that office until June 1999, when he retired from public life. He now lives in Kuno Transkei, the village where he was born.